Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, fellows and girls, we will learn the identity of the young boy Superman found in the rowboat. There's a big surprise in store. But before we continue our story, here's Eddie and his sister with a question for Dan McCullough.
Hey, Dan, I brought my sister along today. I hope you don't mind.
Well, I'm glad you did. Hello there, Betty.
Hi, Dan.
You see, she collects Pep model planes, too. As a matter of fact, she's pretty interested in aviation.
Good for you, Betty. How many Pep models have you got so far?
Well, I've got five, Dan. See, I brought him along with me to show you.
Swell.
Well, here's a Russian Yak 4, and this is a Sunderland flying boat.
Right.
And this is a Vought Exalver. That's a Navy transport. And then I've got two models of a Douglas SkyMaster.
Two models? Well, let's see. Why don't you trade one of them with your brother?
Well, I'm waiting till he gets what I want. See, I'd like to have a Curtis Helldiver next, but Eddie's only got one. When he gets another, we're going to swap.
Hey, it sounds like a good idea to me. Well, thanks for coming over here today, Betty and Eddie. And gang, how are you coming with your collections of those nifty Pep model planes? Remember, every time you open up a new package of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, you'll find another colored cardboard plane model right inside. Now, there are 14 different models you can get altogether. 4 British, 2 Russian, and 8 American. And among them are the exciting planes Betty mentioned earlier, as well as the British Lancaster bomber, the Russian 118 fighter, and the American B-24 Liberator bomber. Best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny for them, not even a box stop. There's a plane inside every single Pep package. So, gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. See which model plane you find inside. And remember the name, Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now the adventures of Superman. When an unsigned note addressed to Superman was left at the Daily Planet requesting the Man of Steel to come to the North Bay at once, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen, sensing a possible story, rented a boat and rowed out on the bay. To their amazement, they found a drifting rowboat without oars, and in the bottom of it, an unconscious boy. As the two reporters started back to shore with the boy, they were run down by a large speedboat and left struggling in the icy water. Clinging to the boy as the tide swept them out to sea, Jimmy had lost consciousness, and Lois was beginning to go under when Superman appeared just in time to save them all from drowning. Then, Superman made a startling discovery. The boy is wearing a cape, a red leather vest with a letter R on it.
He must be... Great Scott. Up with him.
Up and away!
I'll take Jim and Lois home. Then I want a word with this boy. He's who I think he is. No, wait a minute. He's wounded. There's a doctor's house down there. Down to it. Down! There. Better get back into Kent's clothes. Save a lot of explanations. Put these three down for a moment. There. Now to become a Daily Planet reporter again. Horn-rimmed glasses, voice and all. There, that does it.
Hope the doctor's in. Cut on the boy's head doesn't look too good.
Yes? Who? Good heavens, what's this?
These three people were just fished out of the bay, Doctor. They're suffering from submersion. May I bring them in?
Yes, of course. Let me give you a hand.
No, I can manage, all right.
You can't carry the three of them. Here, I'll take this one.
No, take Miss Lane.
Okay. Come on in.
Thank you.
I'll have my wife look after the young lady. Martha?
Yes, John?
Come here, please. Hurry. I'll be back in a moment. Start getting the wet clothes off the boys, Mr.
Kent. Clark Kent. Yes. Okay, Doctor. Good. This will give me a chance to get this boy's costume off before the doctor sees it. I'll just put him and Jim on this couch.
Oh.
There we are.
Miss Lane.
Uh-oh.
The tide.
Oh, Jim's coming,
can't
too.
Stay up much longer.
Off with this boy's costume before Jim sees it.
I can't stay up. I'm...
No, it's okay, Jim. Wait. You're safe now. There we are, just in time. Stuff the costume in my pocket, and then wrap him in this couch cover. So,
Mr. Kent.
Yes, that's right, Jim. Just lie still now. You're all right. I'll get these wet clothes off you.
But how?
Well,
what?
Superman rescued you.
He did?
Uh-huh.
But how did you get here? Where are we?
In a doctor's house. I rushed out to North Bay. Give me your arm, will you?
Yeah.
And I found that note for Superman in Lois's office. I thought you two would get into trouble, and it looks like I was right.
You're not kidding.
Wait a minute. Roll over just a bit.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, boy.
When that speedboat ran us down.
What speedboat? Here, put my overcoat around you.
Thanks.
Yep.
Yeah, a speedboat ran us down on purpose, Mr. Kent. When we were rowing back with the kid... Oh, gosh, I forgot. Is he all right?
Well, I think he will be. Say, a speedboat ran you down purposely?
Yeah, it was purposely all right. They kept their spotlight on us all the time.
When was this?
Right after we found the kid lying in the robot.
Oh, here, wait now, wait. You're starting to shiver. I better call the doctor. Doctor!
I'm right here, Mr. Kent.
Oh, good.
Yeah, take that coat off and wrap this blanket around you, young man.
Thanks, Doctor. That water was awful cold.
Can you walk?
Sure, I think so.
Good, now you just go through that door there and you'll find my wife and Miss Lane. They'll give you some hot tea.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Careful, don't trip on that blanket, Jim. How is Miss Lane, Doctor?
She's fine. Well, now, let's have a look at this other young chap here. I don't think he swallowed much water.
No, I don't think so either. I worked his arms a bit.
Heart action seems all right.
Oh, good.
There's an odd wound on his head.
Uh-huh, I noticed that.
A thin cut and indications of a burn. As if a hot knife had cut him.
A hot knife?
Yes. Wound is slight, though. And I don't see anything else the matter with him. He should have regained consciousness by now.
Isn't there anything we can do?
Well, we might pass these spirits of ammonia under his nose.
Oh,
there's my phone. Here, Mr. Kent, give him a whiff or two of these spirits.
Okay, Doctor.
They ought to bring him around. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Fine. Now, let's see.
Never mind, Mr. Kent. I'm awake.
What?
I've been conscious for some time, but I kept my eyes closed and listened. I wanted to make sure you weren't enemies.
Enemies? Look, your name is...
Dick. Dick Grayson.
Dick, eh? Well, I think your name
is... It's Dick Grayson, I said. Listen, Mr. Kent, I heard you say Superman had rescued us.
Yes, that's right.
Do you think he'll come back to see me?
Well, why should he? You're all right now.
I know, but I sent him a note.
Oh, so it was you who sent that note.
Yes. I just got to see Superman. I've got to.
Well, why, Dick?
Because only he can help me.
Help you how?
I can't tell you, Mr. Kent.
Why not? I'm a reporter on the Daily Planet. That's where you sent the note.
I know, but I can't tell you anything. I can only tell Superman.
Oh, boy. Get a load of Miss Lane all dressed up in a new spring blanket.
Pretty natty, huh, Clark? Jim told me about your being here. How did you know that... Why, the boy's awake.
Miss Lane, this is Dick Grayson.
How do you do, Dick?
Pleased to meet you, Miss Lane.
And this is Jim Olsen.
Hiya, Dick. Hey, listen, what were you doing out there in that boat?
Dick and I have something very important to discuss, Jim, so if you and Lois will excuse us...
Well, I like that. I find a story and almost get drowned for my pains, and you think you can just step in and cut me out of all the nerves.
No, it's not that at all,
I
Lois.
Think it is,
well,
and I'm not standing for it.
Oh.
Now, look, Dick, you sent that note to the Daily Planet for Superman, didn't you?
Well, yes,
we're wasting
but I...
valuable time, Lois. Dick
Let
said that...
Let me hear what he says. This is my story. What did you want to see Superman about, Dick?
Yeah, Dick, and how'd you get way out on the bay without oars? And what made you unconscious?
I can't tell you. I can only tell Superman. Please, help me find him.
We can't do that, Dick, but maybe we can help you out of whatever trouble you're in.
Sure.
You can't. Only Superman can. It's terribly important. You don't know how important it is. Please, help me find Superman.
Oh, gosh, we can't do that, Dick.
Of course not, Dick.
Maybe I can help you find Superman, Dick.
You can? Oh, Mr. Kent, if you only could.
Oh, don't listen to him, Dick. He's just talking.
You might be surprised, Lois.
You can't fool me, Clark. You just want to get him away to scoop me on my own story.
Oh, Mr. Kent wouldn't do that, Miss Lane.
Of course I wouldn't. Jim, where did you put my overcoat when you took
off? Oh, on that chair. I'll get it.
What do you want your overcoat for?
For Dick, so he doesn't catch cold when we go out.
Well, Jim and I can't leave yet. Our clothes are being dried.
I know.
Oh, here's your coat, Mr. Kent.
Thanks. Here, Dick, put this on.
Now, wait a minute, Clark.
Are we going to find Superman now, Mr. Kent?
Well, we're going to try.
Gee, how, Mr. Kent?
How does he know? He just wants to get away with the boy. You're not leaving here without me, Clark.
Oh, yes, we are, Lois. This is terribly important. Let's go, Dick.
Stop, I tell you. I'm going along.
Can I go too, Mr. Kent?
Both of you in blankets? Of course not. Tell the doctor thanks and to send his bill to the Daily Planet, Jim.
Clark, wait a minute. You can't do this to me.
to me.
First time I've ever seen you so helpless, Lois.
Oh.
Don't you worry. If there's a story, and I think there will be, I'll give it all to you. So long.
Clark! Clark! Oh, I'll get even for you.
Protesting furiously, Lois rushes to the window and watches Clark Kent and Dick Grayson leave. We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. But first, let's hear from your friend and mine.
Say, gang, when your mother surprises you with an extra delicious treat, you certainly don't have to be persuaded to eat it, do you? Why, of course not. And that goes 100% for that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir, you can't beat a big bowl full of those crisp golden whole wheat flakes when it comes to downright grand eating. There's so much wonderful hearty flavor and distinctive goodness in every spoonful that the very first taste proves Pep is a really super cereal. But that's not all. No, sir, there's an exciting prize right inside every single Pep package. It's a model plane made of colored cardboard that's just as easy as pie to put together. Now, there are 14 different models you can get all together. 4 British, 2 Russian, and 8 American ones. And best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny for them. Not even a box top. There's a plane in every Pep package. So, gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of super delicious Pep tomorrow. And remember the name, Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Taking young Dick Grayson to his apartment, Clark Kent tells the worried boy to be seated. Then leaves the apartment for a moment, only to return as...
Superman!
That's right. Clark Kent said you wanted to see me, Dick, or shall I call you by your real name? Robin.
How did you know?
I saw the cape and red vest under your coat tonight when I pulled you out of North Bay, and I saw your mask and your green gloves. Incidentally, I have them with me. You are Robin, aren't you? Batman's companion?
Yes, I... Wait. Someone else might have seen my costume when I was unconscious. How do I know you're Superman?
Oh, you think I might be an imposter, eh? Well, let's get that settled first, then we can get down to cases. Now, let's see. If I take a couple of turns around the ceiling, that ought to convince you, oughtn't it?
Why?
Okay, here I go. Up! What do you say, Dick? I mean, Robin?
You are flying.
Right. Now, down. Well, you satisfied?
You bet. Superman, will you help me? You've got to. I don't know what to do.
Now, take it easy, son. Of course I'll help you if I can.
You can. Only you can.
It sounds serious.
It is. It's the most serious thing that ever happened.
That's a strong statement, Robin.
It's true. You see...
Yes?
Batman has disappeared.
What?
Yes, Superman. Batman has disappeared.
Incredulously, Superman stares down at the white-faced boy. Batman, the most powerful and spectacular human in all the world, save for Superman himself, has disappeared. What can this mean? Fellows and girls, it means one of the most thrilling adventures the Man of Steel has ever encountered. A deep and menacing mystery, which will try all of his amazing powers to their utmost. So don't miss a single episode of this new story entitled, The Mystery of the Wax Men. Tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is Mutual.